As a commercial photographer, Olivia Ruby has had the chance to observe, at close quarters, some of the most beautiful women in the world. Sometimes she spends a day just being with them to gain their trust. She believes memorable photography comes when the subject relaxes. When they open that door, good things start to happen. Olivia is convinced that no matter how superficially beautiful, how perfectly formed in a physical sense, every woman experiences the pain of being judged by how they look. And however beautiful, they obsess over what they see as their imperfections. The self-doubt begins. She believes it's only when she sees confidence and acceptance that she sees real beauty. She's not interested in the mask a woman puts on for the world to see. If they're to move forward, women must start to accept who they are and work with it. Olivia's looking for the essence of what makes a woman arresting, whatever her age. She's fascinated by how women change as they get older. They move differently. There are subtle changes in how they hold themselves. She's troubled by how our culture prescribes that it is only the young who are of value as subjects. An upcoming exhibition of her work in Stockholm has this as its theme. When I spoke to Olivia, I felt this would also be an interesting theme for me to explore with her in words.
My name is Olivia Ruby. I have actually lived in Australia for a lot of years. It was the place that I have never ever felt more free and more like in an exploratory phase where you could just, I wouldn't say reinvent because I wasn't reinventing myself, but I would say that I just peeled back everything that had to do with Sweden and the way we are as Swedes. Mm-hmm. And I just let myself be me, because when you come to another country, you are different in a way and you are accepted as different, because mm-hmm. everyone can accept that, okay, she's from another culture. It's fine. She's a little strange, but she's from Sweden. So you're forgiven all of a sudden for everything. And if you don't behave correctly, that's not frowned upon. That's more, you know, smiled about. So in that way, I felt so free, and I started to live in Darlinghurst at the time. That was my first stop, and then Newtown. And I quickly got into the culture of this place, and I started to hang out with a lot of artists and other photographers, actors, just people in my neighborhood, basically. And what I found was that when I picked up the camera, everywhere there was a photo. Everywhere there was like this life, and I didn't want them almost not to pose for me. I just wanted to be there and to capture them just as they were in that moment. But sometimes they would have like outrageous ideas, and they would call me, Olivia, I'm going to paint myself gold today. So do you want to come and take some photos? I would always say yes, of course. And then I would go to their house and we'd spend the whole day. We would paint someone gold and then we would take photos, and it was always the photos before the actual photo that interested me as a creative. And all my exhibitions have been about the photos that happen before you're supposed to take a photo. It's always the moment, like as the girl is painting herself gold to take the actual photo, the finished product didn't interest me as much as the process. And that stuck with me, and it has gone through my whole career now, that I'm very interested in the moments that are bare or that are before something else or that are just very ordinary. I love to capture people, but I also very much love to capture females. It's my main focus is females.
Is that what brought you to Ruth? So if I could just explain that I'm here at a retreat in Provence run by Ruth, who's from the French Muse, and she's brought together a group of women, mostly women from all over the world who are maybe looking for a different path to follow. And then she's brought together a faculty of incredibly talented creative women to inspire this group. Olivia's one of those. She's here to take photographs of the group. And in my short experience of having my encounter with Olivia, I've discovered that she has a very unique way of making women feel comfortable in front of the camera, because she is seeing something that goes beyond their self-consciousness. And I think what you've just described, Olivia, about you want to capture the moment before the photographic moment, that seems to me to encapsulate the approach from you that I've experienced. And if I could just say that what I experienced yesterday, I'm here with my great friend, Kathy Cameron. We're both women of a certain age, and it's been very nice to have Olivia spend quite a lot of time photographing us, much to our protestation, saying, you know, there must be other people that you really want to photograph apart from two. Well, we're probably the two oldest in the group, but you've made me feel like women of our age are still important and attractive and compelling to the camera. And that's really why I wanted to elicit from you, Olivia, how you see women across the ages. What's your approach to photographing women?
I find this question so interesting, and I'm so happy that you asked me this, because one thing that has bothered me about the culture that we now live in is that we have secluded the worth of your person into a certain age bracket. And as soon as you move before that or after that, they just want to go with this like one tiny little sliver of age. And for me, I refuse that we will be reduced to this little sliver of age, because there is still so much about a person that goes very much beyond their superficial interest of normal media. And I love to capture all these different spectrums, especially of women from different ages, like even if they're really young to like 90 years old, I find beauty everywhere. And I see that I'm met a lot of the time when I ask to photograph someone that is a little bit older, for example, that they want to push me off at first. They think that there's someone way better or way more beautiful, or should you really focus on me? And in my mind, I just like, I laugh a little bit, because I actually find it more interesting to photograph as you move up into the ages. And that is because the person has a different sense of, they hold themselves differently, they move differently, they have like something about their whole experience as humans that come with them. And if I can just get like 10% of that, I'm very happy. And I'm in my complete state of happiness when I can get to do this.
Well, I think, Olivia, I haven't seen the photos that you've taken yet, but I got the sense, I mean, Kath and I didn't have any makeup on yesterday. We'd been walking around Ilse-la-Sorg. It was a 40-degree day. We'd had hats on all day. Our hair was terrible. But you reassured us that actually you were able to capture light and shadow rather than that full-on, incredibly stylized image that you mostly see of women's faces.
So what I try to find when I photograph women is that I want to see them in their space. Like I really love when they're doing something in a bathroom or somewhere where you know it's a bit private, that you shouldn't be there. When they're brushing their hair or teeth, or when they're folding something, like when they're doing something completely ordinary and that shouldn't be photographed, because that's what we learned in this culture, that is like, no, you should stand on a beach and there should be you know there should glitter in the background. And it's more of this that we see in this world now, but that is actually not our history. Because if you go back to the painters, they like to paint the women washing, or the photographers, they like to just take photo of a woman when she's like having a quiet cigarette and she's trying to hide from the world, or like this type of images. And I think we lost them a little bit in our culture now, that we don't focus on these sort of moments. And when you move forward, I wonder if we're going to find all these images interesting, where you have just portrayed a person. But if you don't manage to capture something else about them, or like leaving them in a space and letting them be in that space and then see how they move in that space, what they want to do in that space comes really naturally, I find. If you just put them there and if you just walk away a little bit, like I try to take a little bit of distance to make people feel like they're safe, you know, they're in there. And then I also really love to include shadow and light. So all this with makeup and things, it becomes a distraction to me almost. I love the naked face of a woman. I almost wait when I have the opportunity to photograph a really beautiful woman. I want to wait almost until they take all this off, the mask, and then see what's behind that. And then sometimes I will even make the photo consciously softer or something like that to maybe illustrate that they're about to fall asleep or that they must be left alone here because here they're very fragile. So I will make sure that the frame is far away so they're left in their room and in their space and they can relax also. So moving away from the subject is one of my things that I like to do, and to include a lot of the scene and to lay light in and shadows in and have it something that speaks with like also emotion that you're trying to capture or that just has something more than just our superficial look.
And you are trying to create something beautiful,
yes,
aren't you? I definitely got the sense you turned my face yesterday towards the light. And it was such a reassuring thing because I felt you wanted to make me look more beautiful, but not in a voguey sense, but just in the sense of capturing a woman at a certain age, at a certain moment, in a beautiful place forever. I definitely felt that, Olivia. If you could say to a woman who's feeling unconfident some words of advice, what would you say? A woman who's unconfident about how she appears to the world.
I think that's also a very interesting question. I found that I have worked as a photographer for such a long time, also commercially, because it's really hard to get by with just doing art. So you always have to have a second income and so on. And in that second income, I've always photographed some of the most beautiful girls in the world. And after talking to them and talking to other girls at my workshop, I shake my head in disbelief that every woman has this. There is no one that goes without this pain of having to be judged by this all the time. And it doesn't matter at all, like the one we could point to, oh, but she's so gorgeous, but she's super self-confident about her arm or her nose or like her hair isn't right, or there's all these details with women where they focus their energy on what's not good instead of focusing, okay, but I have really beautiful lips and I'm going to celebrate those lips or I'm going to celebrate the hair or I'm going to celebrate my movement, you know, that I can move like other people can't move or that I can be totally comfortable in front of the camera, for example. That is divine. When you find that and you see someone that is so into their own skin that they can completely relax in front of you, that very rarely happens. It takes a day to work with someone before you can get into that space where they actually start to loosen up and when they start to trust you. When they open that door, then it happens. But it's usually for me, like when I photograph for the exhibitions, I sometimes spend a week with the subject and I go through their life and I see what they do in the days and I follow them and I take lots of photos. And in the end, I know always it's like a click in the mind. That's the photo. That's the one I was looking for. I know instantly that, okay, this is the one.
And tell me, you're taking images at the moment that might appear in an exhibition that you're planning to show the life of a woman across the spectrum of ages.
My dad is quite deep into the art industry and he saw some of the photos. He had begged me for years to shoot women because he thinks this is my strength, to shoot women in another way than men shoot women. I think he started 5 years ago to ask me for this. And I just said no, because I just started this food thing. And I was really sure that you couldn't be a creative in Sweden. I was like, no, like, this is gone. Now this is my life with the food. This is what I'm going to do. And then I created these workshops for creatives. And all of a sudden, I noticed when I looked at the photos that I'm not shooting any food. I'm back shooting the people. And then I smiled on the inside and then he saw the first photos and then he said, listen, you have no choice now. You must produce this for us. Like, I have lots of galleries that would be begging for this exhibition. Just go do this now. And now maybe half the exhibition is finished. And I am so sure that I have more material now for the exhibition that I've been here. I didn't expect that I would do this when I came. I didn't really know what I was expecting. Ruth invited me and I was like, well, I'll do anything. Like, I'll wash dishes. I'll do whatever you need me to do. I'll just be there as your support. But then she's like, oh, Livia, I just wanted to relax. I just wanted to have fun and just do that. And then I'm like, but what if I take some photos of the women? She's like, yeah, take some photos of the women. And then as soon as I started, I'm like, okay, this is what I was supposed to come here for. This is why I felt in so deeply that I had to go to this. And last night I was downloading all the pictures and I had all my favorites in mind and I picked them up and I'm like, oh, yes. They're fine.
That's because you're so talented, Olivia,
they're
honestly.
They're amazing and I love them.
It's been a beautiful experience for me and it was one that I hadn't expected to have. And I think it's something that my family and Kath's family will hopefully have as a memento of this forever. Because it's been a beautiful documentation of our friendship over probably 40 years. And I'm really grateful to you for that, Olivia. It's meant a lot to me. We weren't expecting it, but it's been a really beautiful experience. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
One of the most important points Olivia makes is how women fret over their weaknesses rather than celebrating their strengths. I suppose this brings us back to the evergreen subject of imposter syndrome, which comes up again and again. But it's so interesting to see it through the photographer's lens. Olivia has no fear of portraying fragility, softness, the emotions. In her eyes, all of these are important to a woman's identity and the imprint she makes on those around her. Why is it that we're so afraid to be our whole selves? I'd also like to emphasize, as an older woman myself, that life is not just for the young. Livia reminded me, in the gentlest way, that age and experience add to the impression of a woman, not detract from it. It pulled me up short. I hadn't expected to have this conversation with her, but as soon as I began talking to Olivia, I was determined to pull out the recorder and to get her thoughts down for you to hear as well. I'd love to hear what you think of Unpaused, as well as Instagram and iTunes, where you can leave a comment. We now have a voicemail on our website, especially for you. Leave me a message or a question and I'll try to answer it in another episode. Go to unpaused.net and hit the feedback tab. Thanks again to Leonie Marsh, Claudia Cameron, Caroline and Jason Milhouse. Until next time, farewell.